Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This week, we celebrate the 504th anniversary of the Reformation. In other words, the Lutheran Church today turns 504 years old. 504 years ago today, Martin Luther hammered 95 theses, statements of belief, to a church door in Wittenberg, starting the Reformation. Now, the Reformation was built on three solas: sola fide, sola gratia, sola scriptura. Faith alone, grace alone, the word alone, scripture alone. It was built on the strong and powerful word of God. Martin Luther loved God's word because God's word had power in it. He translated the scriptures into the language of the people so people could read it for themselves, because Martin Luther loved God's word and he wanted people to have God's word in their own language. Let me tell you about another Martin who loved God's word. His name was Martin Franzmann. He was a professor at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. And he also loved God's word and wrote a hymn. The hymn that we sang this morning, "Thy strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking, it was done." That's what we're celebrating today. That's what the Reformation is really all about. It is about the powerful and enduring word of God. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." Today, I want to share with you the power of God's words and the blessings we receive from God's word. Three blessings in particular: God's word gives light, God's word gives freedom, and God's word gives life. Let's start with point number one: God's word gives light. Genesis 1 describes how God made the earth and the entire universe from nothing. And in the beginning, the earth, the universe, was formless and empty. A thick darkness was over the surface of the deep. Then God speaks and everything changes. God says, "Let there be light," and light pierces the darkness. As we sang just a little bit ago, "Thy strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking, it was done." God's word dispels the darkness and the gloom and brings light to all of creation. You know, there are lots of things I appreciate about this time of year. I love the trees changing color. That's a great thing about fall. You know, the great thing about fall is those crisp, clear, beautiful days. And, of course, it's football season. So lots of things to like about fall. But one thing I don't appreciate quite so much is the shorter days. It seems to get dark so much sooner. When it's darker, it just gets more gloomy. Of course, darkness is more than just gloomy. It's dangerous. When the sun goes down, crime goes up. Accidents go up. More bad things happen at night than in the daytime. So we live in a world of spiritual darkness. Spiritual darkness is even more dangerous than physical darkness. The spiritual darkness caused by sin, well, it brings sadness, it brings gloom, it brings despair, and even can lead to physical and spiritual death. That's why we need light in this world, spiritual light, the light of God's word. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." If you've ever been out in the woods at night, the one thing you want is a lamp. Without light, you are hopelessly lost and in danger from tripping or running into obstacles or falling in a pit or off a cliff. But light changes the situation. Now you know the path. You know where to walk. God's word is a lamp to our feet. It lights our path in a dark and gloomy world, in a world full of spiritual darkness. Psalm 119, verse 130 says, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple." God's word gives us wisdom to help us understand his will for our lives. And God's word is a light that helps us to see the obstacles of sin and selfishness that get in our way and guides us on the right path, the path of righteousness. Number one, God's word gives light. Number two, God's word gives freedom. In our gospel lesson from John chapter 8, Jesus explains to us that his word is true. In a world full of lies in which the devil lies to us, the world lies to us, and we even lie to ourselves, there is one place we can always turn to for truth: God's word. "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth." Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, "Every word of God is true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him." John 17, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." The lies that we face in this world are powerful, but the power of the truth is always greater than a lie. Just like light always overcomes darkness, truth always overcomes lies. And the truth is powerful. The truth has the power to change our lives. And the truth has the power to set us free. John 8 continues, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What many people don't understand is we are all prisoners. We're all in bondage. From our birth, we are born as sinners and are therefore prisoners of sin. And sin has us as its prisoner from the very beginning of our life. Instead of doing what we know is right, we constantly give in to the sinful nature and act selfishly, giving in to our natural desires. But that's not the worst news. We are also prisoners of death. Wherever there is sin, there is always death. As Romans 5 tells us, death came to all because all have sinned. We all prisoners of death, doomed to face death both physically and eternally because of our sin. But God's word sets us free from sin and from the power of death. The great truth that Luther rediscovered at the Reformation is that through Christ Jesus, we have been justified by faith. We have been set free from sin and from the power of death. As Romans 3 puts it, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." We have been set free. We have been set free from sin, and we have been set free from death. Sin no longer has power over us. More than that, death no longer has power over us. We are truly free. And if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. We have been set free not to go back to our old, sinful, selfish way of life. No, we have been set free to live a new and better life. A better life described in Galatians 5. A life that is by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, God's word gives us freedom to serve. Galatians 5 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." We live in the freedom of the gospel. God's word gives us freedom to live a life of love. Love that shows itself by serving God and helping others. God's word gives us freedom to live a life of joy. Joy in knowing that we have been set free and knowing we have everlasting life. God's word gives us freedom to live a life of peace. Peace in knowing our sins are forgiven, and now we in turn are able to forgive others. "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." God's word gives light. God's word gives freedom. And number three, God's word gives life. Matthew 4, verse 4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, food is important. Food is so important. We plan our lives around it. Three meals a day. We wonder when we're going to eat breakfast. We wonder when we're going to eat lunch. We wonder when we're going to eat dinner. We look forward to all of them. And rightfully so, because food does so much to give us physical life and sustain our physical life. What food does for our physical life, the Word of God does for our spiritual life. Jesus tells us that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. God's word is life-sustaining. The devil and the world we live in wear us down, but God's word sustains us and gives us strength for each and every day. Strength to stand up against the temptations of this world and endure the trials that we face. Strength to endure to the very end. To finish our race, to cross the finish line in faith. It is God's word that sustains us and gives us strength. But it does even more than that. It gives us more than spiritual life for this world we live in. It literally gives us everlasting life. That's what Jesus himself says. God's word gives eternal life because it points us to the one person who saves us from sin and from death, and that is Jesus Christ. It is God's word that reveals to us that Jesus Christ came down from heaven, that Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, died on the cross for our sins, and then rose again, so that you and I might have everlasting life. God's word contains the very words of eternal life. There was a time in Jesus' ministry when people turned away from him. Some of his disciples found some of his teachings difficult to accept. And according to John chapter 6, many turned away from him and no longer followed him. So Jesus asked the 12. He asked them, do you also want to leave? Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. John 6, verse 68. Peter realized a truth that Luther also would realize. There's no one else to go to. Lord, to whom shall we go? You are the only one who has the words of eternal life. He is the only one who can give us everlasting life. Peter realized that, Luther realized that, and we need to understand and realize that for ourselves as well. That's why God's word is so important, because it points us to the Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who can give us everlasting life. God's word gives light. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. God's word gives freedom. By knowing his word, we know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. And God's word gives life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.